host Colette Zarnicki. Wrangell's Chamber of Commerce has a lot coming up this year, and the first is this weekend's Masquerade Dinner. With us today, we have Executive Director Laura Lee Mason to talk about what's happening. You can call in to ask a question or leave a comment. The number to KSTK is 874-2345. Hi, Laura Lee. How are you?
Good. It's nice to be back.
Thank you for coming in. It's nice to have you back.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, you're so welcome. So this Saturday is the annual Chamber of Commerce dinner, and the theme is Masquerade. Will you tell us what attendees are to expect as festivities at the event?
Okay, well, you know, this is my first chamber dinner, so we're going to have a fabulous meal with the stick, and also Sweet Tides are working together to bring a great meal, and we will have a silent auction, and we will have our dessert auction, games, and just a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. And so for dinner, it's Italian themed, right?
That is correct.
Do you know what's on the menu?
I know short ribs, risotto. There'll be a vegetarian option. And of course, you know, Shauna is such a fabulous baker. So there's going to be, I don't know what's for dessert, but you know it's going to be great.
Yeah. And the dessert auction, you said.
Yes. And we're actually still in need of desserts. So if you are out there and you would like to donate a dessert, perhaps a lovely cheesecake or cookies, just give us a shout at the chamber, and you can email me too. And we would love to have you on the list.
Yeah, and what desserts are there now? What desserts are on the list now?
I know that there are a couple of cheesecakes. I know that some people are making some cookies. There's, I guess, a couple surprises. So, you know, sometimes when you bake, you got to be in the mood to do something, you know, and you get those ideas at the last minute sometimes. Oh, I don't feel like making cookies, but maybe I'll make a cheesecake.
Yeah.
So,
do you know, are you able to tell us who's baking for this auction?
No.
Okay. And then, okay, you said a
surprise.
Surprise, surprise. And we do know that there's fantastic bakers in this community.
Absolutely. Yep. I'm hoping that there's going to be one of the fabulous cheesecake makers donating her fabulous cheesecake for the event. So fingers crossed.
Yeah, mine are crossed. I have an idea. I think I might know who you're talking about.
I think
about.
You do.
I know last year that cheesecake went for like $800.
Yeah, I actually think it was, yeah, close to $9.
It's amazing.
And I saw a picture of it. I didn't see it in person, but it was gorgeous. Almost too pretty to eat.
Yeah, yeah. And the silent auction, what is on that list for the silent auction?
Well, we have we have gift certificates. We have, oh gosh, I didn't even bring the list of all the nice, we have dinner for two from the stick. I know there's a couple $100 gift certificates. Darian from Magnolia's Salon is donating. Katie Rooney. Just a lot of nice, cool stuff.
Yeah. And did you say there's going to be games?
Yes. I wasn't there last year, so I'm not quite sure what games they will have there, but probably a lot like last year.
Yeah, great. And how should attendees dress for this?
Well, I know some people are really going to, go all out. But, you know, it is cold out, so, and it is Wrangell, and it is Alaska, so, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Anything. And I saw on the Chamber's Facebook that there are masks if somebody doesn't have one.
Right. And you know what? We got them, and they were so much nicer than I thought they were going to be. They're actually very nice. So, yeah, those will be provided if you'd like those. The theme is black and gold.
Okay.
So we have black masks. We have gold masks.
Yeah.
And, it was a really good excuse for me to hit Macy's and Nordstrom's for my outfit. So I still, you know.
What is your outfit?
I can't tell you.
Okay. Well, you will be a sight to see for sure, I'm certain. So also the Facebook flyer, it says the ticket is not just dinner and festivities. It's also somebody's ticket could be a winning ticket for Alaska Airlines.
Right. Two round trip tickets anywhere in North America that Alaska Airlines flies. And they are... the dinner is like last year. It's presented by Alaska Airlines. They donate the tickets and donate monetarily for the dinner. So that's very nice. Alaska Airlines is a very big part of Southeast Alaska and the communities here. So we're very grateful to them because they'll also be donating two tickets for the fish derby.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Yeah, and I have questions about that later. But since we're on this Saturday's dinner, it's $75 for a ticket, and it starts at 6 p.m.?
That is correct. Doors open at 5:30.
Okay.
And we will have beer and wine. Mm-hmm. And what else would you like to know?
And it's at the Nolan Center.
It is at the Nolan Center.
Yep. And where can tickets be purchased?
They can be purchased in person at the chamber office. They also are available at the Stick and TK's. And I just created a link, and I posted that on Facebook. So you can purchase those via the link.
Yeah, awesome. So that makes it really easy.
Right. And if you want to purchase a ticket and you want me to deliver them, I can do that, especially if you're in Mexico. No. Somewhere warm. No, just give us a call at the chamber and we can make arrangements.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Awesome. So is there anything else you'd like to say about this Saturday's masquerade?
Well, I know that we've been working really hard to put this dinner on. And it's been a little bit of a challenge because there are a lot of people out of town. But, you know, this community is amazing. They always, you know, they always pull together and everything works out. So I've learned living in Alaska and island communities that, you know, everything will work out. You know, it's not. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It is definitely. People come together.
Right. And the Nolan Center has been very great. They're going to help us set up on Friday, and then we'll start decorating, and then it'll be this beautiful venue for Saturday night. So, yeah, if you want to come out and get a chance to win the two round trip tickets from Alaska Airlines and have a great meal and it's a fundraiser for the chamber, and, you know, the chamber always gives back to the community. So, yeah, it's going to be a very good event.
Yeah. So, again, that's 6 p.m. Saturday, but doors open at 5:30
yep.
at the Nolan Center. And tickets are $75 each for a meal that is Italian themed and dessert and all
yes.
that.
Yes, dessert. Of course, fabulous bread from Sweet Tides and salad and probably a surprise dessert. You know it's going to be good.
Yeah, definitely. So moving on, mm-hmm. last week there was a 4th of July community town hall. How did that go?
It went very well. We were really pleased. We had a nice turnout. It was on Zoom. I think the participants were very happy with how it went. And also the feedback from the community is good. And 4th of July fireworks are going to be on the 4th of July this year, which I think is going to be great because it is very special. It's our 250th anniversary.
Yeah.
The proper.
Yep.
Yeah. Of our great nation. So, yeah, let's do it upright.
Yeah. So was that the 4th of July fireworks, was that determined on that day last week during the town hall meeting?
The volunteer fire department did make that announcement on before the meeting.
Okay, great. So what else did everyone talk about at the meeting?
They talked about volunteers. What's going to happen this year is they will still have all the little games and activities that they usually do. It's been given back to the community, and then the person in charge of it, those activities will also solicit for the volunteers and everything. So if you really like a certain activity and want to keep it going, please reach out and volunteer, because that's what makes these events successful. And, you know, last year was the first 4th of July celebration that I attended. And I have to tell you, I was really impressed.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't just what I learned from just observing over those couple days, that it's so much more than 4th of July fireworks. This is a chance for, you know, it's a reunion of sorts for families. And it was very, very nice to watch.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, people from all over come here during the 4th of July. I think like 2 years ago was my first. And I met people from Australia and other places around the globe. So the events are... the volunteers are in charge of the event if they want to put on an event. The chamber is not.
Right. The chamber is in charge of the royalty contest, the parade, the fireworks, and the big ones.
Yeah. And do you have any ideas of what else will be happening during the 4th of July week here, as in like ideas from volunteers, what they might put on?
I do know that they're going to have like a lot of the same activities that they've had in the past. And I just want to say, yes, the wiener
toss,
which is right in front of my apartment, will still be going strong, and it will be in front of my apartment. So my dogs are very happy.
Yes, I can definitely imagine that for sure.
You know, that was actually fun to watch from the second floor looking down, because people really do get into it. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, like I said, it was a really great experience watching the community come together and being with their family and friends. And yeah, so it's special.
Yeah. And you mentioned the royalty contest. So the chamber is in charge of that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any names who are running, and where will that be since the pavilion is gone now?
Well, good question.
Yeah.
We don't officially have the names. I know that there's two that are very interested, and I'm sure that they will be signing up, but until they do,
right?
I'm not gonna
definitely
give their names. But also, if you are interested in participating in the royalty contest, I guess, give us a call too. We will be. That's the next big thing on our list is the royalty. We have to update our book, and there'll be a few changes to that. And I know that the contestants will be constructing their own
booths,
right?
Yeah, and it can be the contestants can be anybody at any age, right?
That is correct.
So, if you're like 80 years old, you can totally be a contestant.
Got a couple more years for me though.
I'm not no. Anyway, yeah, that sounds great. And they make food every single day for the whole month of June, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And will you just talk a little bit more? So they raise the money, and is it half goes to Chamber and half goes to them? That'll be later, a different discussion.
Yeah.
But, okay, so for the parade, the Chamber is also in charge of the parade.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that will look this year?
Well, it's like I said, I think all those events are going to be run just like they were in the past.
Yeah. And that'll be on July 4th as well.
That is correct. Yep.
Yeah. So July 4th is like a day of festivities from morning to late at night.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun. And so if anybody wants to be in the parade, they should reach out to you as well.
That is correct. You know, as we just needed to get through this dinner.
Yes.
And then we're going to hit with all the plans and all the announcements on, you know, public. On social media and here at the station and through the newspaper. So,
yeah.
So we'll be, we'll have more information as this stuff starts rolling out. There are a few little changes and tweaks here and there. So I don't want to really come out and, you know, give you the wrong information.
Right.
I mean, it's not going to be anything really big, you know, as far as the changes, but there will be a few.
Yeah. And so, yeah, are people still figuring out the boat races?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's done by the same group, the same committee. Mm-hmm. I believe that's a nonprofit.
Yeah, I think it's the Stikine River Rats, maybe. I could be wrong. But anyway, and then the derby, the fish derby, you mentioned that earlier.
Right, and we had a board meeting last night, and so we're just... we're just
in the beginning.
Yeah, putting all that together. And I'm sorry I don't have definitive answers or dates for you, but all that also depends on, you know.
Yes. Yeah, so that's like pretty much the first half of the year. And then the second half, I imagine, is the pumpkin patch and like the tree lighting or the house lighting for...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, during that time. How did that go anyway?
That went really, really well. You know, like I said, I'm not from Wrangell originally, so I was able to get Jill from the taxi cab company, and she was great. She drove me all around. She knew who lived where and where the lights were, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
so great. We'd like to combine all that, you know, together. And we're looking forward to the Christmas.
Yeah. But that's many months away.
Is it? Really? It goes so fast when you're starting to plan these events.
Right. I know. Yeah. So this Saturday, 5:30, doors open, is the masquerade. Chamber annual dinner. And Laura Lee, this is a new position for you. When did you start?
I started the very end of October.
Okay. How has it been for you so far?
It's been great. We hit the ground running, right? We went right into the holiday shopping, and that was a very big success. Mm-hmm. This year we had a little bit of change for that. The prize was 1,000 business bucks, chamber bucks, and then that was to be used here locally. So instead of $1,000 that they could, you know, spend maybe on Amazon or wherever, it stayed in the community.
Yeah,
which is great.
That's great. And so, can you just tell us a little bit about the chamber? What are the functions and the purposes of the chamber?
Well, this year we have a new mission statement, and the new mission statement is the mission of the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce is to support and represent our local membership while fostering economic growth for Wrangell's business community. And what happened in the past was that, you know, as you know, the 4th of July is a huge deal. And the executive director position was a part-time position. And there were volunteers, and it was just overwhelming. And the chamber was focusing on basically party planning. Mm-hmm. And the focus wasn't necessarily where it needed to be, and that was on the business members. So what I plan to do in this position is I'm looking for opportunities and things to be able to offer our members as incentives. Like I do have a meeting set up with AFLAC, and this is something that we would like to present to our members as an organization, because this is the first time that AFLAC actually opened up to organizations instead of like just regular straight businesses.
What is AFLAC?
AFLAC is a supplemental insurance.
Okay.
That they have cancer riders, they have accidental insurance policies, medical. It's a great, great opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I think we have a lot of independent contractors here in Wrangell, fishermen and stuff. And, you know, they could actually use a little supplemental insurance, mm-hmm. you know, because they are independent contractors.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for opportunities and perks to be able to offer our members. And, you know, I think that the feedback has been, you know, for the most part, very good. Sometimes people are a little hesitant about change, but we want to be there for our business members, and we want to foster that relationship, and we want to help bring commerce here. And this is a very exciting time to be in Wrangell, because there's a lot of plans in the future. I think this place is going to hop soon.
Yeah, there definitely are a lot of plans. Mm-hmm. So I know, speaking of plans, the incentives are still in the works, mm-hmm. for the members, mm-hmm. but can you share any of the benefits of chamber membership for the local businesses and contractors?
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, what we offer is we're kind of like a marketing subcontractor, you know. We do a lot of social media posting. We want to get back to the business luncheons. That's a plan that we are looking at, bringing in guest speakers. We're searching for opportunities to be able. It's a networking opportunity for our business members. There's just so much going on.
Awesome.
I don't even know where to begin, because there's just it's very exciting. I'm actually very excited to be in this position, it's a chance for me to get out there and talk to people, meet with people, get their ideas. And another thing is that our board meetings, they're open for the public, and we do advertise them. And so if you would like to have a voice, come to our meetings, see what we're all about, and maybe join. We'd love to have you. And a strong membership is good. We have collective voices. There's strength in numbers.
Mm-hmm. When are the meetings?
The next one is April 23rd.
Okay.
And I believe that's a Monday, and that one will be at, I think, 6:30.
Okay.
But we'll be announcing that. And like I said, we do encourage the public to come.
Yeah. So anybody can go to the board,
yes.
Chamber of Commerce board meetings.
That is correct.
Yeah. Awesome. Is there anything else you would like to say about this conversation or the dinner coming up or anything?
Well, first of all, I would like to say that, you know, we are a new board. We had our election in the first part of December, I believe. Maybe it was November. But anyway, so we have a very strong board, and most of the members on the board own their own businesses. And I think that's really important, you know. And it's been really a delight to work with them. We're all on the same page. We're new, but we do have a great, we're focused on our members, our community. We do want to bring commerce, more commerce into our really wonderful community. And that's what the chamber is all about.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for coming on today for Talk on the Rock. That was Executive Director Laura Lee Mason.